Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Drama time here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, no drama with her. Victoria Keelan, never any drama. Kara Schilling, sometimes drama over who's going to win in The Bachelor. That sort of thing sort of takes us all. We all go asunder when she gets onto that deal. I'm Doug Steffen. I don't care about The Bachelor. There are a lot of things I do
good.
Care
this
about.
This is the worst season ever. There's no really? Drama. So
okay.
Stupid.
Okay. I guess we got that taken care of. So we're not in the business of creating noise around things, just in the business of talking about what it is that's going on. So with the advent of the situation in Iowa and what's happened there, now eyes are turning back around to President Trump and whether or not the situation with the impeachment, the vote schedule for Wednesday. And who's doing what to whom? This is kind of like who's zooming who or whom, Jennifer. Victoria, we were all talking about this before we went on the air. Ms. Murkowski, who's the senator from Alaska, seems to be trying to suck up all the oxygen out of the room. So who is voting, who isn't voting?
She's like the queen of trying to ride two horses with one ass. And that she constantly does this, and
what
it drives
a great expression.
Insane.
That's a great expression.
Well, she's one of the, I mean, she's Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, and Lisa Murkowski, just like Democrats have Joe Manchin and Doug Jones and Kristen Sinema. There are people who are
the blowhards.
Well, I don't even know if they're the blowhards so much. Murkowski and Collins always bother me because they're not quick to just join the herd. But I respect it because they stand up for what they believe is right. And they're independent thinkers, and sometimes they act in one way and sometimes they act in another. But when it comes to impeaching and removing a president from office, Murkowski, who's been looked at as maybe a hope for Democrats, as someone who would vote to have the president removed from office, said that she would not vote to convict. She said the Constitution provides for impeachment but does not demand it in all instances. And she actually stood with Joe Manchin, who's a Democrat, who said he doesn't stand with impeachment and removal from office, but instead he would go for a censure, basically a slap on the wrist, and he wanted a bipartisan censure of the president. That was heard, it kind of fell on deaf ears. I think everybody is so in the market to try to politicize whatever side of the aisle they're on. They're trying to craft
politics.
A narrative that when you have a couple of people, I think, like Lisa Murkowski and Joe Manchin, who say, look, this wasn't the best idea, let's take a stand, but does this constitute an impeachable offense? Does this constitute removal from office? No. And it seems like that just fell on deaf ears. So I don't think there's going to be any big surprises during the vote on Wednesday. I think every Republican will vote to keep President Trump in office, and I believe that a couple of Democrats will vote not to remove President Trump from office. I think you're going to have Doug Jones and Joe Manchin. I don't know what Kristen Sinema is going to do. She's kind of her own woman. She's an independent. She's a Democrat, a very liberal. By the way, when she won her election in Arizona, she was a very liberal, progressive, pink hat wearing Democrat. And now she realizes that she's representing her state. And so she knows that she has to toe the line a bit.
Do you think that President Trump benefits in terms of timing to the results of the economic calendar, that is, the economy is doing, even though because of what's going on in China, stock market off the last 3-4 days, although it made some gains in the last 24 to 48 hours. But do you think that the economy and people thinking about the Republicans thinking about the economy and wanting to have him stay there because it keeps them in their jobs, they can have what do they call it, the tail, what is that, the tail, the suit, what do they call it when you have the tail?
Coattails?
Coattails, thank you. Yes, right. The coattail.
I know what he, I know.
I know, I was
the coattail effect.
On that one.
Yeah, the coattail effect. Thank you very much for being in my mind, Victoria. Is that it? And can that be, can it be that simple? Really?
The economy? No, I think I think that the president has had the most successful 6 months of his presidency while Democrats were trying to impeach
him.
Don't ask
a farmer if he thinks that the president.
Well, look, I think farmer things are going to get absolutely better for farmers. Not only did he sign
Jennifer, don't kid yourself, please. Don't kid yourself by
believing
the bunkum that comes from the Republican
Party.
You have
one perspective, and I have another.
I have a perspective of farmers. The farmers are bull-crapped. Because
I just want to
say,
who's also a farmer, that's pretty happy, actually. So,
and you know what I find bizarre is that I'm seeing across several states, Iowa, one of them, that farmers are sticking with Trump. They said things are really bad, but
Wisconsin,
they're hopeful.
Iowa,
I mean, it's and I blame a lot of the Democratic candidates. Only a few of them have even really addressed farming issues. So a lot of people feel like, well, the devil you know is maybe better than the devil you don't. And I think that it's completely bizarre, but Big Ag is obviously going with Trump because, you know, they're all in bed together.
Big Ag was Trump.
But even a lot of farmers and ranchers, I'm still seeing some of these polls saying that they're going, well, he's not great, but we're hopeful that it's going to turn around, and they're going to vote on hope.
And the thing, the reason that they can vote on hope, if I could just finish my thought for 10 seconds, Dougie, is that they just in the last couple of, I mean, just in the last 3 weeks, forget 6 months, you've got the USMCA, which is now in effect. NAFTA's out the window. You've got phase one of the China agreement. You have phase two already in the process being worked on. So there are reasons for people to hope. Many people are already happy with the economy. He's been killing terrorists. He stood for life. He's been appointing conservative judges for people who like that and who voted for him to stand up for what they believe in. They're more solidly behind Trump than they were in 2016 when they were trying to figure out exactly who he was and who he was representing. And there's, you know, with all the chaos that's been going on in Iowa, the buried lead is just how successful he was in Iowa. And I can tell you the results because it seems that he did pretty well.
Well, that was to be expected.
He actually drew more people than Obama did as an incumbent looking for re-election. So he's got more enthusiasm than Obama did in 2012, which is significant because Obama, of course, went on to win re-election. They expected 100 participants for the Republican caucus. They ended up with 449. And of those people, 415 voted for Trump, 20 voted for Walsh, 9 voted for Weld. He got 92.5% of the vote in Iowa. So, you know, yes, I'm sure there are some farmers out there who take issue. Maybe they supported him. They don't anymore. I just don't know who the candidate is that's speaking to farmers because I haven't certainly heard anybody.
Bernie's speaking to farmers in his home state.
But do we really think Bernie understands the plight of the farmer? That's the thing. I mean, who's up there?
I think he does because he's lived in Vermont for 25 years. Yeah, I think he understands it.
And then
well.
Do farmers embrace his socialist slash communist slant?
No, not at all. But that's, you know, it depends on your age as much as anything else when it comes down to brass tacks. But the latest, there's the third round of give backs to farmers because of the China trade thing is happening this week. And let's see what the farmers say next week about where all the money goes once somebody analyzes where they. Let's see if they learned.
Oh, well, those payments, we know that's just a farce. That's they're going to go to. I doubt they're going to go to actually to people who really need it.
No, the first two rounds haven't, so why should this be round, this round be any different? At any rate, up next, the president expands the travel ban to cover more countries. I would like to talk about that for a moment or two. At 13, 14, almost 15 past, this is today's DJV program.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin premium wiper blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, our frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready. Michelin premium wiper blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pet Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's R-A-N-K to 79645.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, On the Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. So the president's travel ban covering six more countries, Eritrea, Myanmar, Nigeria, Sudan, Tanzania, and a country I can't pronounce, Kyrgyz, I don't even know where this is. It's got to be one of the stands like Afghanistan. Anyway.
Kyrgyzstan? Kyrgyzstan is how you pronounce it?
Yeah, or whatever. Yeah, close. Good, thank you. Anyway, so if you are wanting to visit the U.S. As a non-immigrant, you want to just come here, there are new restrictions, and I'm wondering how this affects the people in our country, people in these countries talking about this. The largest group impacted by this policy will be black people, Africans, and is it what we were just talking about? We were talking off the air about how ludicrous everything is when it comes to looking back at the history of our culture, television being one of the examples, and Friends being an all-white cast. You know, is it racist? Jennifer said, was it racist to like the program? Well, it was what was around and how people thought 25 years ago. So is this a throwback to 25 years ago? Let's keep all the black people out from other countries? Or what? What is this? I mean, I don't have a problem with it if you know that these people shouldn't be here, but it looks like they're all black countries except for, Eritrea is on.
Aren't these all part of the S-hole company, countries, as Trump put it? Yeah. This is the whole list of, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, whatever.
So, what are we, Jennifer, you got any thoughts?
These are countries that have known terrorists to the United States, and I don't think that it's something that's racist. I don't think that it's something that's designed to keep people out. It's just tighter controls about who's coming here and who's not and what they're coming here for. But, I think we have to be realistic about that. There are places in the world where there are hot spots popping up of people that have very anti-American things to say. And do we need to welcome them in with open arms? I don't know. Is that for debate?
We don't. No, I don't. No, we don't need to open them. 21 after the hour.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Screw down hairdo like some cat from Japan. He could lick 'em by smiling.
Do we immediately recognize David Bowie and Ziggy Stardust here?
Yeah, if you know who David Bowie is, you should.
There's a David Bowie tribute show called the Bowie Celebration, returning to the road this year for a special run of shows that'll be featuring complete performances of the rise and fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, along with Diamond Dogs. The group is led by Mike Garson, who is a keyboardist, played alongside of Bowie from the original Ziggy Stardust tour in 73, all the way through his last tour in 2003, well, through 2004, and also on his final live appearance in 2006. Also in the band, former Bowie guitarist Jerry Leonard, Living Color frontman Corey Glover, Joe Sumner, who is Sting's son, in fact, and a singer from Canada called Sass Jordan. Westworld actress Evan Rachel Wood will appear at select shows as well. Why?
She's a singer, too.
Oh, is she? Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, yeah. The history of this tour goes back to 2017, when the members of Bowie's reality band reunited to honor him on the first anniversary of his death, along with a lot of special guests. Gary Oldman was involved, Kate Pearson of the B-52s. The entire production traveled all over the world during the course of just a couple of weeks' time. It was organized by guitarist Angelo Bondini, also known as Scroat. There you go. He said, quote, "I didn't see anybody else doing something on the level of the 1992 Freddie Mercury tribute show after Bowie died. I wanted to do something extraordinary, something large, something international." The show expanded into the Celebrating David Bowie tour the following year. So who would go to see that among our group?
I'm getting tickets for this, I think, for sure. It's coming nearby.
Yeah,
I'm a Bowie fan, so I want to see it. It'll be interesting.
You know how you said anybody who knows David Bowie would know that Ziggy Star... Yeah, I didn't know.
I don't really consider you someone who knows David Bowie, though.
No. Give me Britney any day.
Right. Yep, okay. Or maybe...
Have you gone to that pop-up out there? And
no, but I want to.
What's the
pop-up? Very Instagram-worthy. The Britney Spears pop-up experience in L.A.
Right, an old Kmart.
Yeah, truly.
There you go. All right, next up here in the musical portion of the DJD program, every hour we devote 4 or 5 minutes of conversation and your attention to some music stories. This one features Guns N' Roses, who have added a North American leg to their already extensive touring schedule this year. New run starts on the 4th of July in Milwaukee, continues with the first of a lot of stadium concerts. There's one July 8th at a big park, Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia. Tour also has stops in Detroit, Toronto, Washington, Boston, Chicago, San Fran. Let's see here, ending up in Missoula, Montana. That's interesting, in August. Tickets on sale February 7th. So that would be Friday, right? Noontime? Mm-hmm. Yep. Pre-sale tickets are available now. Information available at the Guns N' Roses website. Over the weekend, this past weekend, Guns N' Roses played their first gig of the year as part of the Super Bowl Music Fest at the arena in Miami. During the show, they dedicated Knockin' on Heaven's Door to Kobe Bryant. In March, the band will resume the tour in Mexico City with some more shows all over Central and South America. So where do you go in Central America for an audience?
Guns N' Roses has such a global audience. They have huge stadiums here, too, they still sell out.
That's why I'm asking. In Central America, South America, I guess.
Okay, then I'll answer it quickly. Every soccer stadium in all of Central and South America.
Really?
Think about that. Think about those sizes, and that's where all these bands play and sell out.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Interesting. All right, so, well, maybe that'll keep some of them home, and they won't come to America. At least that weekend when they're playing down there. Sunny Central America.
Oh, my
it's
God.
28. I knew that
was spin the Archie Bunker music report.
28 past the hour.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now, you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Brembo has been stocking champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
The campaign kickoff you've been waiting for.
Give your candidate or your business a kickstart with custom print products from Staples.
And right now at Staples, save 25% when you order two or more signs, posters, or banners. Some products are available same day when you order by 2 p.m.
Give your campaign a jump start with help from Staples.
Where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 2/29/20. Must order two or more of same item for discounts. See store or staples.com/print25 for full details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has delivered his annual State of the Union address. He touted his achievements on trade, the economy, and health care. He also took aim at Democrats.
If we hadn't reversed the failed economic policies of the previous administration, the world would not now be witnessing this great economic success.
And joining him in the chamber, some very special guests.
Joining us in the gallery is the true and legitimate president of Venezuela, Juan Guaido.
The president also had his wife Melania give broadcaster Rush Limbaugh the Presidential Medal of Freedom. That comes after Limbaugh announced he has cancer. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer gave the Democratic response to the State of the Union. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Four at the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. This is the best time of the day for me. I'm at my best at focused thought this time of day. Not that I'm not good at other times during the day, but I'm interacting with my friends Victoria and Jennifer and Kara and with you as well. And so this is creative time for me. Meeting of the minds. Sometimes we meet and sometimes we don't. But we're always, you know, these silly slogans that come out of some talk radio stations. More stimulating talk radio. Well, it is kind of stimulating, actually. I hope you find it that way. I'm going to talk about the creation of this virus, and I'm using that term not lightly. But first, there's a study. We'll talk about a couple of other gross things before we get to the gross origins of the virus. Some really... things to look out for in your home. Is that a gentle way of getting into this, Victoria?
Yes.
Look out for these places in your home.
Well, first of all, because I love quizzing you guys, let's take a few guesses. What do you think are some of the grossest spots in your home? Toilet. Some of them are obvious. Some of them
remote
are not.
Remote control. Kitchen sponge.
Mm-hmm. Dish sponge definitely is in the top five.
I was going to say bedroom, but I'm going to say, like, the carpet right next to your door where your shoes are.
That's a very good guess. Karen's getting so specific. It's funny.
I know. Mm-hmm.
And we all know the toilet. That's always the one that everybody says, oh, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Well, according to a new study, the toilet was number one. That consistently has ranked as the dirtiest. Yeah. However, there's a new spot now, and this is, I in a million years would not have thought of it, but it makes total sense. The handle to your oven is officially the grossest, most bacteria-filled spot in the entire home, on average. And if you think about it, why your oven handle is so gross, you think about it, you are preparing raw meat, you're opening the door before washing your hands to put the meat or whatever you're cooking into the oven, and then people go and wash their hands, which I'm guilty of doing that too. I'm reading this going, oh my God, I do that. And then so you've got all the bacteria that's on your fingertips, and then any other oil and grease and anything that splatters from the stovetop usually ends up on the door and on the handle. And so a lot of people, they say when they went and swabbed, I mean, this was like thousands of different homes that they went in, lab technicians swabbing different parts of homes. And when they got to the stove, everybody knows the stove top can be kind of gross. But they didn't anticipate that the door handle would have so much bacteria on it. And if you have, and it doesn't even matter if it's a stainless steel or if it's like a plastic or whatever it is, the germs and everything are lingering. And so every time you touch the door handle, even if you're not handling raw meat, every time you touch that, you're now reinfecting your own hands with the bacteria of all kinds
strong
of
immune
gross
system.
Salmonella.
Strong immune system. You're right. All those bugs, Listeria, E. coli, they love
So they
that.
Say it's important that actually if you're going, that everyone needs to be cleaning their oven handle. Antibacterial wipes are a good thing to use if you want. The Centers for Disease Control say that disinfection usually requires the product to remain on a surface for a certain period of time, letting it stand for 3 to 5 minutes. And that's another thing people don't do. People usually just sort of do a quick wipe and then that's it. But if you really want to get rid of all the germs and the grime and everything on your handle and on your stovetop, you have to let a product sit there for at least 3 to 5 minutes. So GE, which is obviously a major appliance company, they actually say that they suggest warm soapy water and a mixture of baking soda and water to effectively disinfect your door handles on your oven.
Yeah.
But
hey, don't use those commercial things that are supposed to be the end of bacteria. That's not the stuff. What you just suggested, I thought most people, I mean, I don't use the oven because I don't cook meat. Once in a while, I cook a baked potato in the oven, and then I wash it off. I just take the sponge or something. But maybe what you just said about the sponge being so dirty. Maybe
the sponge is really bad. Yep.
Yeah. It looks good, but that may be it. So as long as we're talking about gross things, let's talk about the coronavirus. 20,000 cases now this week. Number of infections has hit the roof as far as what's going on in China over here. It's a worry, no question about that. It's been referred to by some as the China epidemic. There are a lot of people who say that this started in a hospital in Wuhan with a single patient who had the signs of pneumonia. And the doctors there couldn't find any cause, so they did a little research, and then there was the whatever the Chinese equivalent of the word coronavirus that became public info. But the doctors still couldn't find a cause for this patient's pneumonia. They didn't locate the usual bacteria. They didn't locate the usual viruses that are normally responsible for pneumonia. And they didn't know what to do. They were very puzzled. And then you look around Wuhan. How many people have actually gone? This is something I was doing actually last night on the plane. I was reading through a report on what this city is all about. The clouds of foul pollution. This is the city. This is the most polluted big city in China. They have toxic compounds in the air. The average person lives to about 45 or 50 in this city. There was a large protest last year in the city focusing on the health of people who were living there and the fact the government didn't really do anything to clean up this problem in the air. A lot of people took to the streets, and the government didn't take kindly to the public expressions of dissatisfaction. So some people, you know, again, this is kept quiet. The Chinese don't do a very good job unless something leaks out, and this is just now leaking out. They put the kibosh on this fast. So anyway, the air pollution now has become a focus of where this all started. There's a lot of fake news and stories that are coming out of there. The Chinese are trying to create an atmosphere so the rest of the world, their economy is right in the bucket. And it isn't helping the world economy either. But this is, you know, this is something that, again, I said this the other day on the air, gets to the very heart of who the, not the Chinese people necessarily, the people running the country and what you're dealing with. And so now, as it comes to the surface, the people in China are learning this week that the cause of the virus is animals, bats, snakes, and somehow or other the connection comes into humans. This is really very interesting.
Well, people were eating them, right? I mean, that's...
Yeah, they're eating the snakes and the bats and stuff. That's right, exactly. So, I mean, we laugh about it, but it is... Remember I said last week, this reminded me of mad cow disease and eating the meat. You're not supposed to eat the meat from the cows because they had this stuff and you'd get it and it would cause your brain to atrophy and you'd die. Well, this is the same stuff, only there it's a different kind of a virus because it affects your lungs. But the fabrications that have come out of China, it's just amazing that the information is just now coming out. Remember when the Zika virus was called sort of an ominous germ that was spreading around the world, causing women to give birth to babies with smaller heads? Remember that?
Yeah, and, well, it did, and well,
yeah,
part of it.
Yeah, right. But it didn't. What didn't turn into an epidemic, which is what a lot of people, the SARS stuff. I mean, some of this stuff becomes an epidemic, and some of it doesn't. It just is one of those things. Like what was the other one? Ebola. That was kind of for a while, and then it just went away. But I'm not buying whatever the Chinese are selling here at all. I just think this is...
well, and how they tried to contain it, how long they knew about it.
Right. So is this going to be a global pandemic or an epidemic or whatever the word is that we use? They're trying to come up with a vaccine for it now, and one wonders if they come up with a vaccine, are we going to all take it? Do we think that it's necessary? That'd be a question... For Dr. Ken or Dr. Jack, if you come up with a virus, I'm sorry, with a vaccine for this thing, is everybody going
to... Well, I think they would have first give it to anyone with weakened, well, for anybody who has contact with people in China, number one.
Right.
And then if you have a compromised immune system, I think that's probably second tier. But,
yeah.
Right, but you know, I mean, it really is just, it's you know, it's a flu. And...
Yeah,
but so many people already have the flu, different strains of it, you know.
Yep.
I don't really think it's any reason to freak out any more than the regular flu, but, you know, it certainly is getting a lot of attention.
You know who's freaking out? Rush Limbaugh fans. This thing that has been announced in the last day or two about, well, he actually went on the air at the end of his program on Monday, and said that he had discovered on the 12th of January that he had lung cancer. And he went to two different places to get it verified and now is going to go through treatment starting, I believe, this week.
He's a big smoker, isn't he?
He had been. He sort of got off it, but he was...
I think he smokes cigars.
But he was a chain smoker. When I knew him back in the 80s, he was still smoking, but when he was earlier, younger man, he smoked like a chimney. And that has taken taken an effect on him. So he has advanced lung cancer. A lot of people that are big fans of his, you know, it's a horrible thing to face. Lung cancer is one of those cancers. There's a lot of advancement being made in the treatment of various cancers. Lung cancer is tough. It really is. It's a tough thing to go. It's kind of like pancreatic cancer. But there are things that can be done. And Limbaugh, when he had his problem with his ears about, what was that, 10 years ago, 10, 12 years ago, he lost his hearing. And he had those ear implants put in so that he could hear once again. He will stop at nothing to do what he has to do in order to survive, as most of us wouldn't. But it's just interesting to see the radio trades reacting to this. It's shocking. Well, he's a human being and he's exposed to stuff, and I don't think it's shocking at all. I think that he's changed his... When I hosted him when we were, I was in Cincinnati doing afternoons at WCKY, and he came to town, and we spent 3 days together. I was sort of his handler, and I got to know him pretty well. One of the things, the first night we had a reception for businesses in town, and I never saw anybody put as much mayonnaise on a sandwich as he did. Isn't that funny how I remember that among all the other things? And at that time, he's quite heavy. He's lost a lot of weight since then, and he's taken good care of himself. I think his wife has been a very good influence. Everything I know about his wife from people that know him and her say that it's a good pairing. It's a good match. He'd been married, I think, two or three times before, and they weren't so good. And I think that helps you a lot. But when you get into something like this, you certainly need support. 47 past the hour here on the DJB Show.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Air Canada says it will no longer use the phrase ladies and gentlemen, just in case anybody might be offended. Its in-flight announcements will now address passengers as everyone. Many companies are joining the fad of eliminating all references to gender, a commitment to respect sexual identity, diversity, and inclusion, they say. But who exactly is offended by being called something nice? The company admits nobody has actually complained about it. They just want to avoid ever offending anyone in the future. Good luck. It is not possible to go through life without ever saying or thinking anything that could possibly offend someone. Americans need to lighten up. Political correctness is so out of control that it offends me. I'm not gender neutral. I'm female, and I love being called a lady.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
With the growing number of devices in today's homes, everyone needs a smarter and easier way to bring all of those devices together. Powered by the new Intel Home Wi-Fi chipset, a great option is TP-Link's Archer AX50. It's a Wi-Fi 6 router, which easily pairs with all the new PCs and smart home devices hitting the market. The Archer AX50 reduces wait times, and its 4 high-gain external antennas and beamforming technology combine to extend strong and reliable Wi-Fi throughout your home. Plus, the Archer AX50 has low power consumption, support for Alexa voice commands, enhanced security with TP-Link Home Care, and something called Target Wake Time to help your devices communicate more while consuming less power. Just check out tp-link.com for more info on the Archer AX50 Wi-Fi 6 router.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Time. Yes, it is. The continuing focus on medical realities, medicine in general, how does your body work? That's the premise upon which I build our conversation with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a Nooka chiropractor. He has a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. He and his wife, Mary, work morning, noon, and night on helping people that come to the clinic, people that go to their Facebook page. They have a great website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, and you can find out a lot of things. And I think one of the things that people, no matter what their course, that is, what sort of medicine they believe in, Jack, are interested in what to do before, during, and after an encounter with the coronavirus. I was telling the story earlier on the air, being on the bus leaving the airport last night, coming back here, and four Chinese people got on a bus, and they all had their masks on. And I thought, they were the only people on the bus. There were probably 50 people on the bus, only people that had the masks on. And they couldn't speak a lick of English. They didn't know where they were going. They were trying to figure it out. But I thought, more than anything, as they sat next to me, and I coughed once.
Uh-oh.
I'm thinking to myself, I'm trying not to breathe the air. It was actually kind of funny. In fact,
you know, a lot of viral. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No.
A lot of viral transmission occurs when the virus lands on your eyeball, on the conjunctiva of your eyeball, the outer surface. You know,
how does that happen? Just in the air, floating around.
Yes, yeah. It's airborne. Uh-huh. Well, yeah. Obviously, if they're going to cough or sneeze, it's airborne. But they put a mask on, and unless you have a mask that covers your eyes and nose and mouth and everything else with a nice seal around your face, mm-hmm. just to wear those paper masks is kind of silly.
Yeah. So we were talking about it starting with animals and people eating the animals and that sort of thing. It goes right into your gut. If you don't have a strong gut, well, it's different now than it was then. It started by eating animals that were infected, I likened it to mad cow disease, and eating meat from a cow that had mad cow disease, the same thing happened to human beings. So is this, can we stop it? I mean, at this point, it is, how do you stop it? I mean, I understand. Well, go ahead.
As far as mad cow was concerned, it was only found in nerve tissue. It was never found in the skeletal meat, stocks, you know, chops, steaks, that kind of stuff.
Right, but people thought it was. And so thousands of cows got killed, slaughtered because
they didn't want
it to spread.
They had the bovine encephalopathy. If they looked a little weak standing on their legs, they would take out the entire
herd. It was all spinal. It was all related to spinal
nerve
cord
tissue.
From the brain down in the back of the cow.
Now with this stuff, some of the latest things coming out is they're finding the RNA strings of other kinds of viruses inside of this virus.
What's an RNA string?
Well, the ribonucleic acid, viruses as a whole do not have DNA. That's why they're constantly mutating, because they don't have a blueprint for its replication to follow. So they constantly are, as I said, mutating. Now, with this one, when they started to examine this study just came out of India a couple of days ago, they found different strings of RNA messages inside the coronavirus structure, the RNA structure, that they said nature doesn't do that kind of stuff. There's not enough time for all the mutations to take place to find these other recognizable patterns inside of it, suggesting something clandestine taking place here. But to answer the question, we've got a podcast on this at ForbiddenDoctor.com, podcast number 136. What to do before, during, and after the flu. And
you because treat, this is just a mutation.
You treat
of a
this the same way.
Flu.
You treat this exactly the same way.
So why are there 20,622 people infected and all hundreds of these people were 426 dead so far? Do people not get this concept that you're explaining?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, not.
They're being told, wash your hands and wear a mask. And that's after the fact. That's like a whole bunch of cars running off the top of the cliff, and they say, well, let's have some more ambulances down here, instead of somebody going back up and putting a stronger fence around the ridge at the top of the cliff.
Yeah.
That's what Podcast 136 is about at Forbidden Doctor.
The immune system, GAPS, you're a GAPS practitioner, too. It's all in the gut. All right, so there's the advice from Dr. Jack, a little background into the coronavirus as well. Right now, background into your weight gain. Didn't take a lot of, it isn't a genius move here on your part to figure out you're overeating, eating the wrong things, and you want to call a halt to it. And that's good. That's understandable. The way to do it is to use Calitrin, healthiest choice for weight loss in our country. This is something developed by a group of nurses about 24, 25 years ago that has an 86% success rate. Nothing on the market, nowhere else can you find a success quotient like that. Go to Calitrin.com and use the code DJV. Save a lot of money. Let's see, discounts on every bottle, and you can also get a free bottle after.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.